Leaders of China and Britain have voiced support for the World Health Organization's role in the global fight against the COVID-19 pandemic. This follows a phone call between Chinese President Xi Jinping and British Prime Minister Boris Johnson. Xi Jinping says he hopes that the two countries coordinate with each other to minimize the risk of the spread of the virus while ensuring the necessary flow of people and trade. He says China is ready to provide support and help for Britain, calling on the country to better safeguard the health and safety of Chinese nationals living there. Boris Johnson says Britain thanks China for its support and help and will do its best to take care of the health and safety of those Chinese nationals. He says his country has been learning from China's experience and taking effective measures to prevent and control the pandemic. The head of Iran's armed forces has thanked China for providing Iran with medical assistance in the battle against COVID-19. China's dispatched several consignments of medical supplies to Iran since February 19th, when Iran announced the first cases of infection with the novel coronavirus. A team comprising of five experts from the Red Cross Society of China arrived in Tehran at the end of last month. There are more than 23,000 confirmed cases in Iran so far, with over 8,000 people recovered. The World Health Organization Director General is calling on G20 countries to jointly address the global shortage of personal protective equipment in the midst of the COVID-19 pandemic. Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus says reports of infections among healthcare workers are increasing, stressing that protecting them must be prioritized.
Solving this problem requires political commitment and political coordination at the global level. This week, I will be addressing heads of state and government from the G20 countries. Among other issues, I will be asking them to work together to increase production, avoid export bans, and ensure equity of distribution on the basis of need.
So far, more than 300,000 coronavirus cases, including over 14,000 deaths, have been confirmed around the world. The number of coronavirus infections in France has reached nearly 20,000. That's up by over 3,000 in one day. Around 9,000 patients have been hospitalized, including 2,000 in intensive care units. Health Minister Olivier Véran says military facilities have been used to ease the burden of hospitals facing patient capacity saturation due to the coronavirus outbreak.
L'hôpital militaire.
The military hospital, which is going to reinforce the capacity for hospital beds, is getting ready to receive its first seriously ill patients.
France says the government will authorize the use of an anti-malaria drug in the treatment of severe forms of COVID-19 in hospitals. The minister also says 20 million masks will be delivered this week to hospitals and retirement homes. France has been under lockdown since March 17th. New York Governor Andrew Cuomo says the state has recorded 5,000 new COVID-19 cases, bringing the total number to over 20,000. Cuomo appealed for proportional federal help, as his state is the most impacted by the virus.
Fund the need. New York, we have 20,000 cases. New Jersey, 1,900. California, 1,800. So proportionately, in absolute terms, New York has by far the greatest need in the nation.
Cuomo also called on Washington to use the Federal Defense Production Act to ensure that companies produce the required quantity of medical supplies to deal with the coronavirus spread. President Donald Trump has avoided using this power, saying nationalizing businesses is not a good concept. The number of cases nationwide topped 40,000 as of Monday. Over 480 people have died. International Olympic Committee member Dick Pound says the IOC has already decided to postpone the Tokyo Olympics. Pound, speaking to American publication USA Today on Monday, was quoted as saying, "On the basis of the information the IOC has, postponement has been decided." He said in a phone interview that the parameters going forward have not been determined and the games will likely be moved to 2021. The IOC announced on Sunday that the postponement of the Summer Games is an option and has given itself 4 weeks to make a decision. Japanese Prime Minister Shinzo Abe echoed the IOC on Monday, saying the Olympics should be held in a complete way.